So we see this dream of King Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel interprets for him. Notice, though, that this statue, whether it's the head or the chest or the legs, and whether it's gold, silver, iron, mix of clay and tile, no matter what it is, it is fashioned in the image of man. It becomes an idol unto itself. Government has always risked becoming an idol unto itself. We see that throughout our world this day. Governments that do not acknowledge the existence of God because they don't want to relinquish their authority over the people that they govern. They don't want to be subject to something greater than themselves. Kingdoms have always been such, made in the image and likeness of man. But what we see being established is a mountain, a kingdom that will come that is not shaped or formed in the image and likeness of men, but is drawn from the natural order of creation. And it is formed to be strong and secure. Turn to the gospel text, and Jesus is trying to console those that he's telling are going to lose the temple. You see all of this? This is all going away. There will come a day when these stones and this everything, it's going to be gone. For the Jew at Jesus' time, this meant the destruction of everything. Again, to lose the temple, to lose their place of worship, it was the destruction of everything. But Jesus tries to console them by them understanding that what is being established within them in his kingdom is greater than these things. It's greater than a building. As much as this parish loves this parish church, the parish is so much more than a building. It always has been. It always will be. Buildings will go. Earthquakes will happen. Wars will happen. Insurrections. All of these things will happen, and we are not to lose our peace over them. Do we need to be reminded that we live in a broken world? I'm reminded every time I look in the mirror. The world is broken. I could see my broken nose from when I was 18 years old in high school, got smacked with an elbow. The world is broken. But our foundation, our faith, is based on something so much greater. The kingdom of God is a mountain. There's a lot of things that can get knocked over, my brothers and sisters, but to knock over a mountain is truly an incredible feat. By its very nature, it is one of the most stable things that exists. In the midst of all of the trials of your life, in the midst of all, anything, everything, craziness, insanity, brokenness, all of these things that happen around us, the kingdom of God is a foundation for us. It cannot be moved. And if we cling to Jesus, we are formed anew as part of that mountain. You are more strong than you know.
But your strength isn't found in yourself. It's found in the one who loves you, who has redeemed you. Cling to him. Amen.